Hello Twitter, it's JP here, and I'm sitting on my beanbag in front of my 4-bar retro gas fire, reminiscing about my childhood when I used to have a gas fire, and just thinking about all of you. And I've been reading everybody's tweets today. It's been a mixture of, well, 60% joyous, lovely stuff, 40% maybe not quite so much. And I just wanted to say hello to everybody. I haven't been doing much blogging lately, because since I got back to the UK, I have found it really, really hard to write or do anything, actually, just to kind of function. I'm still waiting for my furniture. I'm still living in a shell of a house, and it's, you know, I should be grateful and thankful and nobody's died and all the rest of it, but it's still, you know. When I woke up this morning and looked over the estate, you know, I didn't expect to be here in a year. I didn't expect it. A year ago at Christmas and New Year, everything was very, very different. But we had a lovely day today. We went over to my friend's house and she just pulled out all the stops and it was lovely. And there was another friend there as well and we just had a great time. And since I got home, it just kind of made me really reflective about everything, the day and what it all means. And I went onto Twitter and there was a few people who shall remain nameless, but, you know, they've either had a row or there's people in relationships they don't want to be in, or, I don't know, just people who are unhappy on a day that supposedly, in inverted commas, should be happy. And I just think in some ways it's just such bullshit. It's just one day, you know, it's one day, it's a bit of dinner. And it's just so crazy how we all build it up. I mean, I've been, like, thoroughly miserable the last 2 weeks about feeling this complete failure that I can't give the children this Christmas that they deserve. And yet, you know what, they've loved today. They've been absolutely fine. And they've had little presents, and it's all been fine. But it just, I don't know, just makes you think. I've had some good things happen to me. Luckily, my split is amicable, and I have to say, you know, I count my blessings for that. I have still got the kids with me. Luckily, I'm not spending Christmas Day without my kids, so I think I'm sort of, I'm the lucky one there, really. There's kind of new love in my life, which I won't go into hugely, but those of you on Twitter will know about that. Probably because I'm gobby and perverted. But there you go. Shit happens. He's having Christmas Day with his family. And I miss him. But he's fab. Other than that, I just really want to say, all these lovely blog posts that go around saying, you know, you should be grateful for this and grateful for that. And it's a bit of dinner. And it's just, let's get, you know, stay in a comfortable place. And it's, aren't we all lucky? They are so true. They are all so true, and they just really should boom out the sentiment of what this should all be about. But at the same time, this is what I want to say, there are so many people out there who maybe kind of don't get recognised in terms of, you know, might be surrounded by people. It's not just people who are without people who are lonely. You know, you can be surrounded by family, you can be in a relationship, you can have children, you can have extended family, you can have be surrounded by crowds of people and still be lonely and maybe not be in the place where you should be. And I suppose my little message just says to those people, I hope you're okay and hang in there and life will get better. It's just such a hard time of year, and it just magnifies everything. So I'm going to go back to staring at my retro fire now and sitting in my beanbag. And I don't know what I'm writing on about, because I've just had loads to drink. So I'll just blame my friend. But anyway, happy Christmas, everybody. And just remember, it's a bit of dinner. And tomorrow's Boxing Day. Lots of love. JP.